What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Are you still in school? If you're not, do you miss your school days? 现在还是学生的各位，你们会迫不及待想要赶快毕业吗？那如果你们已经毕业了，会想要回到学生时代吗？I do miss school sometimes. I miss seeing my classmates and my friends every day. I miss joking around and not take things too seriously. I even miss some of the professors sometimes. But I'll tell you what I don't miss. Waking up early. 大学生最讨厌的就是早八了。早八的课如果到学校要花一个小时，起床准备要大概要半个小时，女生嘛比较久一点，那可能六点半就要起床了。如果前一天晚上忙报告啊，看个影集啊，跟那个谁谁谁讲个电话啊，这样不知道能睡多久。I was really busy when I was in college. I had a lot going on, and that resulted in me sleeping pretty late every day. So I often felt terrible when I had morning classes. Like my parents sometimes said, well, you should just sleep earlier. But if you're a college student, you know you just can't. It's not that easy, is it?Today, this video talks about California being the first state in America to push back school start time. It also talks about the benefits. So tell me, guys, as a parent or as a student or as an ex-student, do you think this is a great idea? I look forward to hearing your opinions on this. But before you watch the video and leave that comment, let's practice today's sentence.Students who start school later have decreased rates of depression, they have higher test scores, there's less car accidents in the community because they're driving less drowsy. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Students who start school later have decreased rates of depression, they have higher test scores, there's less car accidents in the community because they're driving less drowsy.Okay, so that's the sentence of the day. I know it's a little bit longer than usual, but I know you can do it as long as you practice. Okay, 我们现在来看看今天的 pronunciation tips 吧。好，首先 students who start school later, school later 可以做一个连音 school 的 L 跟 later 的 L 可以连在一起 school later, school later.Have decreased, 这边我要解释一下 decrease 这个字呢，动词的形式跟名词的形式念法是不一样的，当它是动词的时候就念 decrease, decrease, 名词的时候呢，重音要放在 DE 的部分变成 decrease, decrease, 但这位讲者呢，他这边虽然是用动词，但是他也有加重音变成 decrease, 所以呢，其实还是要看你个人的习惯，对，两个都是 technically 其实两种念法都是没有错的，所以看你的习惯要怎么念，你想要怎么念就可以怎么念，没有关系的。OK, 那 have decreased rates of, rates of 可以做一个连音 rates 的 S 跟 of 的 O 连在一起 rates of, 再来 depression, depression 这边有两个母音，第一个 E 呢是念 E, 然后第二个 E 呢是念 A, A 短的 A, depression, depression. They have higher test scores, 这边呢讲者念得很快，所以他 test的那个 T 呢它省略掉了，直接跟后面的 scores 的 S 连在一起 test scores, test scores, OK, T 不见了，几乎听不到了 test scores. There's less car accidents, accidents 你可以分音节念，首先是前面的 ac, AC 的部分 ac, accidents, accidents. In the community, 这边的 community 的 U 呢是长的 U, communityCommunity, because they're driving less drowsy. Drowsy, D-R-O-W, 念 drow, drowsy, drowsy. 好，那我们来整句再念一次。Students who start school later have decreased rates of depression. They have higher test scores. There's less car accidents in the community because they're driving less drowsy.对，那这个因为它是在举例，所以它的最后一个字有点往上扬 ，less drowsy。Less drowsy, 或是你要 less drowsy 做一个结束也是可以。OK, 那这就是今天的句子。再来我们来看看今天单字的部分。The first vocabulary of the day is decrease. Decrease. 好，那这边的 decrease 呢，我们先来讲它动词的用法。当它是动词的时候，意思是减少、下降或是降低。The number of customers decreased as we raised the price. 价钱提高，客人的数量就变少了。再来我们来讲 decrease. Decrease, 注意有念法不一样了。这个时候呢，它是名词 D decrease. I haven't noticed any real decrease in my weight much, but I do look thinner. 我没注意到我的体重有明显的下降，但我的确看起来是变瘦了。OK, decrease. 再来呢，我要补充另外一个单字叫做 increase。Increase 呢就是 decrease 的相反啦，也就是增大、增加或是增强。那 increase 就跟 decrease 一样，当它是动词形式跟名词形式的时候，念法也不一样哦。那如果它是动词呢，就是 increase。那如果它是动词的时候呢，它的重音就会跟 decrease 一样，是加在前面的两个字母，它就会变成 increase， 就跟 Ingrid 一样，它的重音是在前面的 in。Increase。好，那我们先来看看 increase。当它是动词 increase 的时候呢，意思是增大、增强或是增加。我们来举一个例子 ：The research shows that our heart rate increases when we tell lies。研究发现，我们说谎时心率会增加。OK， 再我们来看 increase。Increase 呢是名词，那它的意思呢是数量或尺寸、增加或增长的意思。There is a drastic increase in revenue after we cut down some costs. 花费降低之后，我们的营收大幅增加。OK, 再来我们来看下一个单字 ,depression. Depression 呢，它是名词，意思呢有两种。第一个是忧郁、抑郁、消沉或是沮丧。第二个呢是指忧郁症。好，我们来举两个例子。He suffered from depression after his girlfriend broke up with him and he lost his job on the same day. 同一天被女朋友甩和被炒鱿鱼的他感到极度消沉。再来我们来看第二个例子。The celebrity was sent to rehab for drug abuse and depression. 这位明星因为滥用药物和忧郁症被送到了疗养院。再来我们来看 depressed。Depressed 呢，它就是形容词的形式啦，意思呢是忧郁的、消沉的、沮丧的。好，那我们来给一个情境，当你看到一个人看起来愁眉苦脸的，好像发生了什么事情，你就可以问他 ：You look depressed. What's wrong? 你看起来很沮丧，发生什么事了？好，再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字。好，快结束喽，最后一个单字 drowsy， drowsy。Drowsy 呢，它是形容词，意思呢是睡意朦胧的、半梦半醒的、似睡非睡的。OK， 我们来举一个例子 ：The cold medicine that the doctor prescribed to me is making me drowsy this morning. 医生开给我的感冒药导致我一整个早上都昏昏欲睡。OK， drowsy。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a comment and a recording.Before I sign out, I just want to say that I noticed through the comment section that there are quite a few new users on the platform recently. So, welcome to the family. I hope you stick to the program and reach your goals. You have done a great job, and you've all been so awesome. So, thank you for that. And now it's time for me to sign off. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.